Webster did not. He had long ago made it a rule of his army life never to do anything voluntarily. He was an intellectual, as much an observer and chronicler of the phenomenon of soldiering as a practitioner. He was almost the only original Toccoa man who never became an NCO. Various officers wanted to make him a squad leader, but he refused. He was there to do his duty, and he did it. He never let a buddy down in combat, in France, Holland, or Germany. But he never volunteered for anything, and he spurned promotion. Excitement ran high in Mourmelon. Now that Easy was in a more or less permanent camp, the men could expect more mail and could hope that Christmas packages would catch up with them. There was the company furlough to Paris to anticipate. With a lot of luck, Easy might be in Paris for New Year's Eve. And there was the champagne bowl coming on Christmas Day, with a turkey dinner to follow. Betting was already heavy on the football game. The practice sessions were getting longer and tougher. The future after Christmas looked pretty good from the perspective of a rifle company in the middle of the greatest war ever fought. There would be no fighting for Easy until at least mid-March. Then would come the jump into Germany. And after that, the move to the Pacific for fighting in China or a jump into Japan. But all that was a long way off. Easy got ready to enjoy Christmas. The sergeants had their own barracks at Mourmelon. On the night of December 16th, Martin, Guarnieri, and some others got hold of a case of champagne and brought it back to the sergeants' barracks. They were unaccustomed to the bubbly wine. Martin popped a few corks. The other sergeants held out their canteen cups. He filled them to the brim. "Well, hell, Johnny," Christensen said. "That's nothing but soda pop, for Christ's sake." They drank some of the world's finest champagne, as if it were soda pop, with inevitable results. A fight broke out, and I have to say I was in it, Martin admitted. And we tore every one of those bunks down, and nails sticking out. I ran nails into my foot. Hell, it was just a battle in there. First Sergeant Carwood Lipton came into the barracks, took one look, and started shouting, "You guys are supposed to be leaders! A bunch of sergeants doing all this crap!" He made them clean up the mess before allowing them to sleep it off. That same night, Winters and Nixon were the only two battalion staff officers at HQ. The others had taken off for Paris. Private Joe Lesniewski went to the movies at one of the Mourmelon theaters. He saw a film featuring Marlene Dietrich. Gordon Carson went to bed early to be ready for football practice in the morning